On this holiday weekend, the Broncos are in the nation's capital, looking for an early gift under the tree.
It's going to be about winning the football game, guys.
Just win, man. Win these games. Finish strong.
The main thing is just trying to get a win.
The offense hopes to maintain its constitution as a winner with a bipartisan attack.
Even though we're not having a season we want to, it still feels good to have certain milestones hit and reach.
Meanwhile, the defense's message to Kirk Cousins is cert denied to the end zone.
He's a true warrior, and he's continuing to get better. You know, every single week.
At this point in the season, every win is monumental. The Broncos TV pregame show starts right now. The last time the Broncos were in Washington, D.C., they were visiting the White House following Super Bowl 50. Today, they're back looking for their third consecutive win as they finish up the 2017 road slate, facing a Washington team still hoping to finish the season at 500. Hello and happy holidays. Thank you for joining us early this morning for the Broncos TV pregame show. I'm Phil Milani, and the Broncos have yet to officially announce a starting quarterback for today's game as Paxton Lynch nursed a sore ankle all week long. If he can't go, it'll be Brock Osweiler, who came in last week in relief and probably played one of the best games of his career. For more on today's matchup, here's head coach Vance Joseph, who's standing by with Matt Boyer. Matt?
Coach, you guys are looking for your third straight win this week. It's something that you guys haven't accomplished yet this year. What did you take from that Indy game that can kind of propel you into this one for another road win?
I tell you, our last two wins has been our formula to win. It's been not give the ball away, run the football efficiently, play good defense, convert third down, just fundamental football. You know, that's been our that's been our preach all year. Just play clean football. We do that, we can win games.
We heard from the guys in the locker room this week. This is an important one. It's week 16. The end of the season's coming, but this is an important one. How do you balance going for that win and then also getting the guys some playing time that haven't had a chance yet this season?
Well, our first priority is to win a football game, you know, but you can do both. You know, you can play young guys and kind of get a feel for where those guys are as players, but our first order of business is to win a football game.
Perfect. Coach, best of luck in Washington.
Thank you, buddy.
Back here at field level now with Broncos senior reporter Andrew Mason with his matchup of the game. And Mason, there's actually two today. Let's start with focusing on that Washington secondary.
Yeah, it's an outstanding secondary. They've played good ball all season, especially good ball in recent weeks. And, of course, it starts with Josh Norman, familiar to Broncos fans from Super Bowl 50, of course. And with Emmanuel Sanders and Cody Latimer out for this game, really this is going to distill down to Josh Norman against Demaryius Thomas as far as a matchup to watch in this game. And, you know, the two of them, they've gone at each other on social media over the last couple of years. So now they take it to the field, and how they do against each other will determine really what the Broncos can do in the passing game, I think, for the most part today.
Josh Norman, an excellent cornerback, played 12 games this season. No interceptions, though, so he's suffering from a little of that Chris Harris Jr. syndrome. Not too many quarterbacks testing him, Mace, and that leads us to the next matchup, Kirk Cousins against his Broncos secondary.
Yeah, and of course, Aqib Talib and Chris Harris Jr. haven't been tested very much, and I think Chris